Emily Dickinson, tell all the truth. Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies. Too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. A poem of mine, heart to heart in death's rumble, with near rhyme or slant rhyme in every last line of this tercet. A philosopher once I knew was sitting where the dark, dark blue hits the deeper purple. I know, he said between pipe puffs, the rings of Saturn wear white cuffs and winked a dimple. But at the edge where bright things die and dark things come to birth, why, I can't know but must stay simple. He trailed his hand in the swirling brine as the moon came out with its pale shoeshine and the air like a thimble. You see, he said, and he seemed quite grim, all life hangs out on a jungle gym before taking a tumble. I want to be there when it happens, he said, but I also want to take to my bed and stay out of trouble. Just then a blade from an unknown airborne something or other fell straight down on that forlorn fellow and stopped his gabble. His self split in two with a perfect slice, which severed his argument, so don't think twice about living in a bubble. His spirit shook hands with his body for the last time, and floated free to the land where near rhyme chimes with all pure things except rubble. Now see each thing in its own bright space, reflecting to us the original face as something true and supple. No second face means all is well, with flowering garden and steaming hell making opposite ripples. The philosopher's musings continue to meander through daffodils and coriander beyond the querulous gamble. What we might not know in this life, gents, becomes crystal clear when we pass beyond sense, heart to heart in death's rumble.